If this show, this is going to be an odd statement, Jason Kanz. If this show had a tattoo or a brand, it would be We Love Because He First Loved Us. So Love By You by Riley Clemens. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, any songs that have love in the title, I think, really, I'm going to pay attention to.
There you go. And I mean, the 5 minutes, the broader context as well. So do you ever feel like, you know, yesterday was one of those days it felt like it was just raining sugar.
Say more.
Yeah.
Raining sugar. Yeah.
I think I brought, my wife had got some muffins. I brought, you know, I had a half at home, brought one. And then all of a sudden, a wonderful listener, Frank, brought in just like a commercial size pan of frosted pumpkin bars. I was at a luncheon yesterday that had not one but two desserts. I mean, it was just raining sugar.
Yeah, it's hard. I find it hard to say no around that. You know, and I tend to be, once I'm in for a penny, I'm in for a pound. You know, I'm all in once the sugar's flowing. So
I feel it more than just hard to say no. I almost feel like the Lord is saying this is a gift for you. So
Indeed, yes. Yeah. And, you know, why not take as much of the gift as you can?
Yeah, right. Sure. So, anyhow,
I
just
feel for you.
Dealing with that, but always good to have some coffee to complement it. My wife and I had a unique privilege. It was, I don't know, senior day for the Eau Claire North Husky boys soccer team yesterday, a win over Rice Lake 4-2. And so at halftime, we got to go out on the field. So this is kind of a rare and unique experience. And then it was kind of cool because here's Michael. He had flowers to give to his mom and a bag of candy. I'll have a story about that.
Sure.
But then the coach, Terry Albrecht, read like a statement from each of the players kind of as the parent, as you had your picture taken. And yeah, that was really fun to do. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it could potentially be touching.
Mm-hmm.
Plus there's more sugar. So.
And so the candy, he even says to us as we're in line, he goes, I didn't know what kind of candy you guys like, so I got Skittles. So if you don't like, but I like it. So if you don't like it, then I can eat it. So
nice. I like that.
Yeah, right.
I like it. Do you like Skittles?
No, I don't. Not really.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
No, I mean, I had candy envy because I saw some of the. I'm like, well, that dad has M&Ms, and there's a Reese's over there. So I'm like, those would have been better choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I think the very sweet theme to today's conversation so far.
Yes.
All right, we've got Philemon, Love Letter 57, Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters, a conversation with God that invites you into his story that greatly influenced Jason's thinking on writing his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. It is this, Philemon, real life changes every relationship. There's the R word again. Philemon, in the back of the book, the epilogue, it's the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs. Philemon unpacks this way, the life I offer changes everything. Real life dramatically transforms every person and every relationship into something beautiful. But your confidence in its power will be tested, and your efforts to relate well, to dance in love, you will kick the shins of others, and others will step heavily on your toes. You must remember that you have wronged me more than you have wronged others, and more than others have wronged you. Deal with them as I deal with you.
Yeah, I think that actually captures Philemon pretty well, I think. You know, the difficulty of relationship, and it's Larry's right. And I think it's we, especially as we dive deeper in relationship, we do step on one another's toes pretty often.
He liked that dance analogy.
I do. Yeah, I liked it too. I mean, he often talked about that idea of perichoresis, which is the dance of the Trinity, and how that should transfer into our lives as well.
Right. All right, well, let's dance our way over to, see what I did there, all right, to Mark chapter 2 this morning here on WWIB, and what do we got there today?
We're going to do the first five verses, so... Says, when Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on the mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven."
Mm. And here's what you do in Letters to the Beloved on Mark 2. Eventually, he returned to Capernaum, where he'd been living. Just like at Andrew and Simon's house, people crowded into and around Jesus' home. When he spoke, it was standing room only. Four strong men came to his house carrying a fifth on a stretcher, but they couldn't get near Jesus no matter how hard they tried. In their desperation, they climbed onto the roof, ripped a hole in it, and lowered the paralyzed man. Amazed at their faithfulness, Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
Yeah, you know, again, I wonder what it would take. What does that desperation look like to go to those sorts of lengths? You know, to have to really press and press and press to get close to someone who gives such great hope.
I have to say that reading this gospel is calling to mind, and I have not seen any of season three of The Chosen. I don't believe. I may have started season three, but it's hard to read some of these Jesus stories that they've done and not think of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, me too. You know, I often put myself into that mindset as well. And I think they've just done such a good job telling the story.
For sure. For sure. So, all right. Thank you, Jason. I will appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow here on WWIB. I've got four birthdays off of Facebook here this morning. And Greg Hoffman, Tiffany Lucan, happy birthday to Tiffany. I remember seeing her at One Fest. We're excited collectively about Toby Mac coming. Aleli Hull, happy birthday. And Nate Abwan, he's the spiritual formation pastor at Valley Brook Church, where we attend in downtown Eau Claire. And gifted speaker, does a great job with the small group organizing. So, love you and appreciate you, Nate. Been good to get to know him more in the last year and a half. All right. Married with a wonderful wife and two great daughters as well. So, all right. Well, what else do we got for birthdays today on the national scene this morning? We checked that out. And A. Martinez from L.A. Law in Santa Barbara turning 75. How'd you like to just have a letter for your first name? Yeah, maybe. Sean Cassidy. Ah, boy, this is what makes me feel old, because he's 65 today. And, you know, life is just, it's a vapor, right? It's a mist, it's a vapor, James tells us, because Sean Cassidy, I remember my sisters having a crush on him when he was one of the Hardy Boys with Parker Stevenson back in the day, and now he's 65. It happens, folks, it happens. Comedian Mark Marone from Glow is 60. Gwyneth Paltrow, the big 5-0 today for Gwyneth. Anna Camp from Pitch Perfect and The Mindy Project is 41. Rapper Lil Wayne, 41. Avril Lavigne is 39. YouTuber and actress Grace Helbig, 38. Sam Lerner from The Goldbergs, 32. Jenna Ortega from Wednesday and Jane the Virgin is 20. And Ames McNamara from The Conners is 15. Our promise of the day, from Jude 1:24, I will keep you from falling until you joyfully stand blameless in my presence. It's so good, it's worth repeating. I will keep you from falling until you joyfully stand blameless in my presence. Check out the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com.
The St. Louis Cardinals put the clamps down on the Milwaukee Brewers and took that series opener from Milwaukee 4-1 last night, but it didn't matter as a one-run loss by the Chicago Cubs to the Atlanta Braves gave the Milwaukee Brewers the division title. They are NL Central Division champs as they head into the postseason. Brewers manager Craig Counsell says it was a total team effort to win the division.
Yeah, that part never stopped, man. I mean, you talk about guys like Colin Ray and Julio Teheran, Andrew Monasterio, like really unexpected, and they helped us so much through this thing.
Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake-Up Show, Hava.
That's right. And what game will we play? That's the question, at least out of the gate.
Today it is The Price is Close Enough. And how do they win?
Yeah, how do they win? They, just like you learn from the game show on television, you don't want to go over, but you got to get within $10 of the actual price package, as Caleb will describe it for you.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've gone randomly all over the place to Facebook Marketplace, and we've picked four items for our showcase, four random items. We will give them to you, and you must decide how much they are worth. Again, there is a penalty for going over. Otherwise, you can keep calling back at 715-723-2555 as many times as you want. But if you go over, unfortunately, you're out of the game. And what could they win?
We've got a Mike Donaghy CD. Of course, the longtime lead singer of 10th Avenue North. Some great songs as he's gone solo. And you get all 11 of them on his CD, Flourish.
So, 715-723-2555 after we tell you what the showcase is. For the price is close enough. You have to get within $10 of this without going over. First is an Xbox mini fridge. Not an Xbox. Apparently, at some point, they branded mini fridges with an Xbox logo. So, an Xbox mini fridge. That's item number one in the showcase. Next is a Barrington saxophone. I assume Barrington is a brand. Forgive me if it's Barrington, but we'll say Barrington saxophone. Next item in the showcase, a 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV. A 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV. And finally, a desk chair, a rolling desk chair. So Xbox mini fridge, Barrington saxophone, 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV, and a desk chair. What is the total value of that without going over? The total value without going over, you got to get within 10 bucks. 715-723-2555. Give us a call for your chance to win.
Well, that's a lot to figure out.
I know. And the thing is, too, what I found searching through Facebook Marketplace is there are some items where you're like, oh, that seems priced about right. And then others that it seems really high or really low. And, yeah, we don't do a lot of investigating into why they're priced the way they are. We just grab them randomly. So, an Xbox mini fridge, a Barrington saxophone, a 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV, and a desk chair. We need the first bold soul to guess. What do you think it could be? 715-723-2555. We've got somebody on the line here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greg Allen, Ladysmith.
Greg from Ladysmith. The price for that showcase, what do you think?
$1,800.
$1,800? You are low. You are low. So you can call back 715-723-2555. It is higher than $1,800. Higher than $1,800, Alvo.
All right. He's the first one. I was thinking $2,000. So $1,800, a good guess out of the gate here.
Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. The price is close enough is the game. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Luke from Ladysmith. I'm going to guess
$6,500. We're big in Ladysmith this morning. $6,500, Luke, is low. It is low, so you can keep on going up. Keep on going up. 715-723-2555.
He climbed it up there like that almost was quadrupled it.
That was a bold guess by Luke. That was a bold guess by Luke, but he's helping everybody else out. Again, the item's an Xbox mini fridge, a Barrington saxophone, a 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV, and a desk chair. 715-723-2555. The price is close enough is the game.
For a Mike Donaghy Flourish CD, we say you got to get within $10 without going over.
Yes, we'll push this off till after 7:45 if people are still kind of wondering, waking up this morning. But think about it. And honestly, some of you are probably saying, oh, maybe I can go look them up quick on Facebook Marketplace. It might take you a bit because I kind of went a little bit far afield.
A friend who's a WIB listener, Terry, posted this on Facebook this morning. Says, was on her way home from Eau Claire last night, hit a piece of concrete in the road, instant flat tire. She called AAA. A repair guy came within 20 minutes. He said that was his fifth fix of the day, but he had a more interesting job earlier, Caleb. Seems a farmer yesterday had a chicken get into his car, and as it flopped around, the chicken locked the car.
Oh, wow.
And before they got the door open, the chicken laid an egg in the back seat.
No kidding. Truth stranger than fiction, that is for sure. Rhett Walker, Man on the Middle Cross. So much wonderful gospel hope in that song that he set his affection on us, not because we deserve it, not because we earn it, but because he loves us. How amazing is it that we are rebels to his cause? We willingly run the opposite direction, spit in his face, that if we had been alive at the time that Jesus was crucified, we would have been in that yelling, jeering crowd. And yet, he says, come, the debt is paid. Accept my gift of salvation. You are welcomed. You are loved. You are sinful and flawed, but you are welcomed and loved in my heaven if you accept my gift of salvation. There's so much hope in that for me because I don't have to measure up. I just have to say thank you and accept the gift that he has given. What amazing mercy and grace. Mercy, God not giving us what we deserve, and grace in giving us everything we don't. I've heard it said, I can't remember who said it, but when we try and pat ourselves on the back about, wow, best decision I ever made accepting Jesus Christ, it's not about us. It's not about us. He goes after us. And I've heard it said again, the only thing you contribute to your salvation is the sin that made it necessary. But what grace that goes after us in our rebellious, sinful state and says, come, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what the man on the middle cross offered, what Jesus Christ offered to that thief who is jeering and cursing him. Said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Accept the gift is offered to all. Whosoever will may come. And again, it's never too late. Never too late.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. One more time with the prices close enough, Caleb.
715-723-2555. We've even expanded the rules here so that hopefully we can get a winner here. We need you to call 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for a chance to win a Mike Donahue CD. Here's the items that we have found on Facebook Marketplace. You need to guess the total value of this within $50 without going over. The items: an Xbox mini fridge, a Barrington saxophone, a 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV, and a desk chair. Hava will give you the floor and the ceiling, so guess between those numbers without going over. But all we want is you to get within $50 now.
Yeah, that's right. John in Chippewa Falls gave us our floor of $8,500. It's higher than that, but Sarah in Arcadia gives us the ceiling at $9,999.
All right, we are getting closer. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kristen from Arcadia.
From Arcadia. All right, and go ahead. What's your guess?
Yeah, I think that it is $92.5.
$92.5. You did not go over. You didn't get it, but you did not go over, and you are getting us close. Thank you so much. Call again, 715-723-2555. So as long as you're under, you can go ahead and call back, 723-2555. How will that put us where?
Yeah, that's the new floor, so $9,250 in Arcadia, and the ceiling also from Arcadia, $99.99.
All right, so $92.50 up to $99.99. Get within $50 without going over, 715-723-2555. Give us a call, 723-2555. Again, you can guess again. As long as you didn't go over, you can guess again in this contest. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday playing The Price is Close Enough?
Amber Bergson from Independence.
All right. Independence. We haven't heard from Independence yet. All right, nope. Amber, go ahead. What do you think? What's your guess?
Can I ask what it's between again?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's between $92.50 and $99.99.
Okay, let's do 95.
95. Amber?
Oh.
You were the closest guess yet. That's a big hint. You're the closest guess yet, but Amber from Independence, you went over, my friend. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for trying. 715-723-2555. Somebody else is ready. Good morning, WWIB. Havel will give you the range, and then you can take a guess here.
Yeah, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kristen from Arcadia.
Kristen from Arcadia. Maybe we'll get an Arcadia winner, and how about the range?
It is from $92.50 is the floor, $9,500 is our new ceiling.
We're getting close. Kristen from Arcadia, go ahead.
I'm going to guess $93.50.
Kristen from Arcadia.
That's the new floor.
That's the new floor. You are still below it, but you didn't get within $50 of it. Call back, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We've got to get a winner
here.
Yeah,
we've got to get a winner.
It's going to happen soon.
So between $93.50 and $9,500, you can't go over, so kind of risky here. But
good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kristen. One more time from Arcadia.
All right, Kristen from Arcadia, I believe in you. You can do this here. What do you think? What is the value of that showcase with an Xbox mini fridge, Barrington saxophone, a 2011 Honda Pioneer UTV, and a desk chair? By the way, you don't win all this stuff. What do you think?
I think is it $94.15.
Is it $94.15 or 50?
That's interesting.
What
did you say? 94 what?
$94.15.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
$94.15. Yeah. $94.15. You did it, Kristen.
You're the winner. I thought you were going to go 9,400. You stuck on the 15 there, a little gutsy, and you're $15 shy of the actual price.
Congratulations, Kristen from Arcadia. Actual value of that showcase, $9,430. Congratulations. I thought if you went 9,450, I was like, no, don't go over.
Right.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line, and we'll let you know where to pick up your winnings. Kristen from Arcadia is the winner of the prize. Is close enough. Great job, everyone.